Environmental groups gathered at the Capitol Monday to suggest ideas on how Governor Ron DeSantis can help advance clean energy. I'm Gabrielle Bolden. The environmental organization Florida Clean Energy for All wants to make Florida a 100% renewable energy state by 2050. Florida Conservation Voters Director Aliki Moncrief says climate change has created multiple issues within the state.
The reality is that while hurricanes are intensifying, our communities are being flooded because of sea level rise, we're facing potentially virulent diseases from tropical disease vectors.
She's citing the most recent National Climate Change Assessment Report. Southern Alliance for Clean Energy Florida Director Susan Glickman says acknowledging the problem at hand is the first step in becoming a renewable energy state.
We're not advocating for a particular policy, but when you look at climate, we do need to value what carbon pollution is doing. So that is not something that would likely be set up solely in the state of Florida, and the governor did call for the development. That actually never happened.
Glickman says one way to an all-renewable energy state is through solar power.
The cost of solar has come down about 80%, and it's set to continue to plummet. So we need an environment where Florida's families and Florida businesses can put solar on their roofs. They can save money.
And Moncrief adds a utility-based program could assist in reaching the group's goals.
Things like a renewable portfolio standard, saying we need to get to 100% by 2050, breaking it out by sector would be honestly the quickest way and the most effective way to make sure that utilities really are investing as robustly as they possibly can in clean energy technologies.
In 2016, only 1.5% of Florida's energy was from renewables, and a bill by Representative Anna Escamani that would move the state toward 100% of renewable energy did not receive any hearings. While Governor Ron DeSantis has made efforts towards improving Florida's environment by hiring a chief scientist, proposals dealing with climate change and clean energy did not receive any traction this legislative session. For WFSU News, I'm Gabrielle Bolden.